Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. By the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Madani Channel presents to you once again this beautiful and amazing program called The Early Echo. We say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel worldwide. We say marhaba to the viewers and listeners of the social media, as well as those brothers and sisters who are watching us from various countries and places throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, may this day be a blessed one for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all your lawful wishes and supplications. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as we always begin by the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. Shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the Lord and Creator of all the worlds, and shukr to Him in all circumstances, in all conditions, in every situation. And therefore, we say shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. We thank Him for all that He has blessed us with numerous bounties which you and I cannot even count. See and look around you, and you would find so many bounties which Allah has blessed you with. Allahu Akbar. And we can never ever do justice in regards to showing appreciation to Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how much of shukr we make to Him, it is not sufficient. For Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us more than we even deserve. Allahu Akbar. In the blessings in various forms, in the form of wealth, in the form of health, the perfect limbs that we have. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with food, and this is a great ni'mah, with the ni'mah and bounty of, you know, taking and breathing this beautiful air around us. Allahu Akbar. Despite all the sins committed, yet Allah Azza wa Jal continues to shower His rain of mercy upon us in the form of sustenance as well, in the form of good health. So Alhamdulillah, since we have began with our program called The Early Echo, of course, as we do every other day, as we do listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood, and the reason for this is so that you and I can increase our recitation of Durood-e Paak. And it all begins when you are enthusiastic and you gain jazba and the spiritual side of it, as to you know that by doing this, inshallah azza wa jal, this is what I will achieve. And therefore the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, zayyinu majalisakum bi salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that adorn or beautify your gathering, zayyinu majalisakum, beautify your gatherings by reciting the Durood upon me, by sending salams and salutations upon me. Why? He says, because the Durood which you recite upon me in this dunya will be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This actually means that whenever we are in any gathering, any function, any family get together, whatever the situation may be, whenever you are, you know, with your friends and your relatives and there is a gathering, Allahu Akbar, to bless that gathering, continue reciting Durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or begin your conversations or your meetings by reciting Durood and Salawat, and by the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, that Durood-e Paak will be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in his beautiful world
renowned and famous Salatu Salam, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, writes so beautifully, Patli Patli Gulein, Quds Ki Pattiyan, Un Labo Ki Nazakat Pe Laakho Salam, Jis Taraf Uth Gai, Dam Me Dam A Gaya, Us Nigaahe Inayat Pe Laakho Salam, Kaash Mahshar Me Jab, Unki Aamad Ho Aur, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, on the day of Mahshar, Kaash Mahshar Me Jab Unki Aamad Ho Aur, he says, he expresses his desires and he says, on the day of judgment, when the Holy Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come, Allahu Akbar, when his Aamad and when he will be welcomed on the plains of Mahshar, on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, Kaash Mahshar Me Jab Unki Aamad Ho Aur, Allahu Akbar, and then will be present the Qudsi, the angels, and when they will see me, they will say, O Raza, read and recite the salam which we have recited in the dunya. And the moment I will see the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking and entering on the plains of Mahshar, I will immediately send darood by reciting Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat pe laakho salam, Shama'e Bazme Hidayat pe laakho salam. Subhanallah. Let us listen to this Naat-e Paak and increase and enlighten our love and connection and devotion to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately and after this Naat-e Paak, we shall continue with our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Yeah.
اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا
محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, after listening to this Naat-e Paak, our topic for today is of course surrounding the blessed life of His Eminence Hazrat Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Hasan Sanjri Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Of course, Alhamdulillah, there are hundreds and thousands of brothers who have actually presented themselves in the Bargah of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, and they have went all the way to Ajmer Sharif in India to gain blessings and barakah. However, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should also make niyyah and intention that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal also take us to the city of Ajmer Sharif, whereas we may witness the rahmah and mercy which descends upon the Mazar-e-Mubarak of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this great personality who is already famous, and Allah Azza wa Jal has instilled the love of this wali in the hearts of millions and billions of people globally. And to mention, alhamdulillah, I'm also in the Chishtiya Silsila, and this great personality is a great Sufi and saint of the Chishtiya Sufi order. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Great personality, great wali of his time. And Allahu Akbar, Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, his blessed name is Hassan. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala was born in a place called Sanjar. Allahu Akbar. Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he rahmatullahi ta'ala was born 537 Hijri. And Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala is also Hassani Husseini Sayyid, since his maternal and paternal genealogies are traced by Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan as well as Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And from amongst his famous titles, Allahu Akbar, he is well known as Mu'inuddin Khaja Gharib Nawaz Atai Rasul Allahu Akbar, as well as Warisun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And his blessed lineage is Sayyid Mu'inuddin Hassan bin Sayyid Ghiyasuddin Hassan bin Sayyid Najmuddin Tahir bin Sayyid Abdul Aziz. His blessed father's name, Allahu Akbar, is Sayyid Ghiyasuddin Hassan, and he was regarded as the most amongst the wealthy and influential people of Sanjar. He was a very respectable and a very well-known personality, as well as the blessed mother, the pious mother of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala li, when he had lost his father at the age of 15, as it has been mentioned by the historians, Allahu Akbar, that as inheritance he had only inherited a orchard as well as a watermill, and he would of course use that as to make a living in this dunya, dear viewers, under Samadhani channel. But of course, everyone has a turning point in their lives. By his nature, he was a very humble, very soft, very obedient, Allahu Akbar. And furthermore, when Allah Azza wa Jal chooses any of his bandas, then subhanallah, those blessings will of course reach him, and he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the turning point in the life of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala was actually through a buzurg, through a great personality known as Hazrat Khaja Ibrahim Kunduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And as one day he was seated in his garden, he was seated in his orchard, this personality had come, Ibrahim Kunduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. At the moment he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had witnessed this great personality entering his orchard, Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi welcomed him. He made him sit, and of course after making him sit under a shade, giving him shade and shelter under a tree, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made salam to him and presented fresh grapes in his court for him to eat from it. And you know, looking at this great personality, Hazrat Khaja Ibrahim Kunduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was overwhelmed and glad to see the adab and akhlaq and good mannerism and ethics of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which caused him to take out a oil cake from his bag, which he chewed. After chewing it, he then asked Khaja Gharib Nawaz to open his mouth, and he fed him this morsel or a piece from this oil cake that he had taken out from his bag. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned, the moment that piece of oil cake went down his throat as he eaten that, and then it was the turning point in the life of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, which changed the condition of his blessed heart and the way he thought. Allahu Akbar. That orchard which he used as the means of living in this dunya and the watermill, he immediately decided to sell it up, and whatever money he received from that, he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as some money he kept for himself for going and acquiring ilm deen. Allahu Akbar. Before we move on, dear viewers and the Subhanahu channel, I thought to myself that this is a very important point here that we learn from this beautiful incident of Ibrahim Kunduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala feeding that piece of oil cake to Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Firstly, we learn that adab and respect is very, very important. And there are many ahadith pertaining to this as well. Dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, these days our youth, our children, our awlad, when they see their parents coming from the front or seeing their grandfather, grandparents, this adab and akhlaq is not taught to them, whereas they should stand in respect and reverence for those who are senior. Allahu Akbar. But there are many beautiful and good attributes which are achieved after one shows good akhlaq and mannerism. Allahu Akbar. This is exactly what Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had done when he showed muhabba, reverence, respect to Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Even though he did not know him, but since he seen from his face that he seems to be a very pious person, he given him place to sit, he given him something to eat, and this is exactly what we need to do in our lives as well. Because as a student, when you show muhabba, love, concern, and you show respect to your teacher, that is also another way of strengthening your memory. And Allah Azza wa Jal then blesses you with further more blessings. There are many people out there who weren't bright, who weren't so bright in the studying days, but because of having good mannerism, good akhlaq and ethics, these etiquettes have caused the blessings of Allah to descend upon them, despite being very dull students, where others would tease them and make mockery and jokes out of them. It was due to adab and respect. Allah Azza wa Jal had made certain individuals world famous. They became the talk of the town. They have actually created history, dear viewers, on the Samadhani channel. So adab and respect is very important, especially for seniors. As an adult, you need to show to those who are smaller than you, and for those who are small, to show respect and adab to those who are elderly and senior than you. The Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Oh Anas, have respect and reverence towards the elders and have mercy upon the young ones. You will attain my company in Jannah." Subhanallah. This is a hadith of the Holy Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "He is not one of us who does not have mercy on our young and does not respect our elders. That person who does this is not from amongst us." And the last hadith, which is in Tirmidhi Sharif, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "The young man who gives honor and favor to an elderly person due to his age, you can see he's not walking, you have given him place, you can see he cannot stand for long, so therefore you have given him place to sit. You can see he is struggling to walk, so you assisted him and walking, or you gave him a lift, or whatever the condition may be." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, "The young man who gives honor and reverence or favor to an elderly person due to his age, in exchange of it, Allah Azza wa Jal will honor him with dignity, respect by somebody else." Allah Azza wa Jal will honor that person by giving dignity and respect to him by another person. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So the only way one can achieve dignity, respect, reverence, you want the love, you want to win the love of others, is that when you give love as well, when you learn to show muhabba as well. Very sadly, in our communities, this is dying off day by day, whereas respect from students to asatiza and teachers is no more witnessed and seen as it used to be in the previous days. It's difficult to explain the student to kiss the hands of his ustaz and teacher. There were days when there were no questions asked as to why should I kiss the hands of my teacher. These days here, students fear, children find it even hard to kiss the hands of their mothers and fathers. So dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, adab and respect is a very great ni'mah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should make this niyah and intention that this is what we will do inshallah Azza wa Jal. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, after the condition of his heart had changed due to eating that oil cake from Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he then to quench the thirst of knowledge and seeking ilmedeen, he traveled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to various places. Allahu Akbar. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala traveled at the young age of 15, acquiring ilmedeen. Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala arrived at the center point, the central point of Samarqand, to seek and learn ilmedeen from the court of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Sharfuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala. He stayed in his company for a very long time seeking and learning ilmedeen, subhanallah. And thereafter, becoming a hafiz of the Holy Quran, doing dars nizami, and furthermore, and in different branches of knowledge after acquiring ilmedeen, he then went to Bukhara, he went to Samarqand, He went to different areas and places, subhanAllah. And of course, after seeking ilm-e-deen, after moving on, and after achieving the different branches of knowledge, subhanAllah, he reached a place called Nishapur, where he then, of course, in the light or in the search of a Pir-e Kamil, Allahu Akbar, he then became the murid of a great personality, Hazrat Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was from Harwan. So near this area, subhanallah, rahmatullahi ta'ala, of course, then learned lots of, gained lots of blessings from this great personality, Khaja Usman Harwani, also known as Haruni rahmatullahi ta'ala. Subhanallah, the ulamas and the scholars have mentioned that he rahmatullahi ta'ala served his Piro Murshid for several years, carrying the goods and the belongings of his Piro Murshid, his spiritual leader, upon his shoulders, walking from town to town, from city to city, and you know, not being disobedient to his Piro Murshid, but rather he was extremely obedient. And what he has been given and granted from his spiritual master, Hazrat Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala, is beyond description. The favors, the blessings, Allahu Akbar. And he has taken him to that spiritual side, dear viewers, and the Sumadini channel. There are many karamat and you know, supernatural miracles, which we should say has been demonstrated and performed by Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, which are of course very, very famous. But if we had to focus on the blessed life of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala and try to understand the blessings which he had received from his Piro Murshid, his piety, his taqwa, his simplicity, his zuhud, his sabr, his patience, his sacrifices, you know, these are the aspects on which we need to extract lessons. Because we say that we love Khaja Gharib Nawaz, we travel from different countries. The point I'm trying to make, dear viewers under the Madini channel, is that to be a lover is one thing, but to practice that muhabbah and love and the teachings of a great personality is another blessing altogether. To speak about his karamat is one thing, but to extract a lesson from that karama and see the reason behind this that occurred, yes, he has achieved and received a high maqam and exaltation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But can we allow that to make a change in our lives as well? This is what's necessary, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We will continue with the subject and program, inshallah, after we listen to these Madani pearls, and thereafter we will continue immediately, inshallah. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When he started his journey to city called Ajmer, it is mentioned in the books that during this journey on his way, whenever he would come to know about awliya Allah, I mean friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he would go to see and meet them. He would go to meet them all. And also, if he would come to know about any shrine of the friend of Allah, he would pay a visit to that. This was included as part of his journey. Eventually, he reached to the shrine of Data Ali Hajveri Ali Rahma, and he worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for 40 days at that very place. And he mentioned this couplet, which is highly recognized even today. Ganj Bakhsh is the manifestation of light of Allah for all the people, a perfect guide unto the imperfect ones, and a guide unto the perfect ones. Even today, what cannot be received from the shrine of Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri Ali Rahma? Abu Fazl Johri has said this, no doubt the one who loved pious people, he will attain their blessings. The one who loved pious people, he will attain their blessings. A dog loved pious people and got their company, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that dog in his divine book, Ashabi Kahf, companions of cave. Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmed Qurtabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that when a dog got such a status after remaining in the company of pious people, to the extent that Allah mentioned that dog in His book, then what do you think about that person who has got love for awliya, friends of Allah in his heart, and he tries to attain their company? Even this ayah consoles those Muslims who are not appointed to any status. Meaning this verse consoles those Muslims that they will have salvation before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala because of these friends of Allah. Okay, agreed. We are not reached to that level where these awliya are. But Alhamdulillah, we say we love them.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله سبحان الله. Whatever Madani pearls have been discussed by this Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, we make intention to follow them inshallah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, as we were discussing that just as every student wishes to be the apple of his teacher's eye, you know, you want to be in the front all the time. Likewise, this was the intentions of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, to be close to his Piro Murshid, be obedient to his Piro Murshid, Hazrat Khaja Usman Harbani Chishti, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So as I mentioned that several years of service and obedience, and as his Piro Murshid would direct him and teach him, and this is the job of a Peer Sahib, that he basically links you and connects you to the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that we find such types of peer in these days as well. For it is a very chaotic situation also at times, and many wrong also happens on the name of Piri Muridi. But may Allah azza wa jal guide us all, and may we be such leaders like Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala li, who guided his murid Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala li. He given him and blessed him with spiritual treasures as well as the treasures of the heart, teaching him and enlightening his heart, subhanallah, supplicating for him. And he was honored and privileged to even travel with his Piro Murshid for Hajj and Umrah several times, subhanallah. He is the helper of this deen, for subhanallah, he has shown the light to millions of people who were misguided. Allahu Akbar, he brought them to the light of Islam. He had changed their lives, and not only then when he was physically alive, but rather even to date, subhanallah, the light of hidayah are emanating from the spiritual chain, which is of course the Chishtiya Silsila. And even to date, mashallah, through his khulafa, through his link, and through his followers to date, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this light of Islam is spread globally. People are coming closer and closer, Alhamdulillah. It's just that we do not need, or we should never ever forget the teachings of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. What he had learned from his asatiza, he has passed it on to his murideen and to his followers. You can be a Qadri, you can be a Naqshbandi, you can be a Sufi, or you can belong to any other silsila, Allahu Akbar, but you can still love the Chishtiya Silsila. You can still follow the tariqah and the teachings of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, because the maqsad and the mission of these buzurgani deen was for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal to correct and reform the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we did mention, his journey to India, because from here he was directed by the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel to Ajmer and spread Islam. Therefore, in his blessed journey, subhanallah, by the command, by the spiritual command of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his way to India, he had passed many places such as Baghdad Sharif, Samarkand, Bukhara, Nishapur, Tabriz, Asfahan, Sabzwar, Khurasan. All these places he passed on his journey to India. Many places he stopped, he made chilla, he had made ibadat, he had changed. And each town or each city that he entered, subhanallah, he entered with this jazba and enthusiasm that, subhanallah, people were continuing to become Musliman. They were becoming Muslims, looking at the outstanding characteristics of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. This was not on the power of fights and swords or, by forcing people to become Musliman and Muslims. Rather, they entered the folds of Islam, looking and understanding the teachings of Islam, looking at the soft and beautiful nature and character of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, whereas he directed them towards the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is extremely unique, dear viewers, and this is Madani Channel, because he seeked ilm-e-deen. He had acquired knowledge of Islam, and with that knowledge, subhanAllah, would save wisdom and hikmah. He had preached Islam, and this is how over 9 million people accepted Islam, subhanAllah. He also reached a place called Sabzwar. There was a beautiful incident that occurred in this place called Sabzwar, where Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala went to acquire purification in a river. Sabzwar is a place, a very beautiful orchard in the city of Iran, in the middle of the city. And this Sabzwar, which was very famous for its beauty, the actual owner of this orchard, which had a very beautiful stream, the owner of this orchard was a very tyrant, ill-mannered, and very disrespectful person. He had no adab and akhlaq, good ethics. He was not a just ruler, and he was known for his injustice. He was known for being a tyrant person, a person that would cause zulm and cause pain and trouble to people. Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz, along with his murideen, as he had traveled all these different cities and towns, you know, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, spreading Islam with this speed, with this enthusiasm, with this jazbah, leaving from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with his few people, subhanAllah. When he reached this area in Iran called Sabzwar, the ruler of this area, as I mentioned, was a very tyrant person. So Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz took some rest in that orchard, and thereafter in the stream that was in the middle of the town or city, as he decided to freshen himself by making wudu, by taking a bath in that river, in that stream. The owner of this orchard, it was his habit that at that certain time, he would then come into his orchard and he would freshen himself as well. He would wander around his orchard. But whoever he sees, no one was disallowed to go in, because he was the owner of that orchard. He was the ruler of that area, and he would regard it as his own property and not allow others to come and benefit from that orchard. And so it happened that when he seen Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Allahu Akbar. Since he was drunk, he was intoxicated. Allahu Akbar. And then he reached there and he seen Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz. He just flew into the fit, into that ghussa and anger. And the moment he got upset, he was about to slander and to swear and fight with Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. This great personality, Atai Rasul, Mu'inuddin, Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, casted his Mubarak sight upon this person, which caused him to fall to the ground, for he could not bear the spiritual sight of Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. After some time, there was some water which was taken from the very same stream and sprinkled on his face. And the moment he got up, Allahu Akbar, yet he was a very tyrant person. He was a very ill-mannered person who never shown respect to anybody. There was no dua made, there was no dars given, there was no, you know, lessons given to him. He never worked hard with him. It was that one sight which he casted on this person, on the owner of that orchard, which caused him to fall to the ground. And this time when he regained his conscience, Allahu Akbar, he falls on his knees and then he pleads forgiveness and mu'afi, Allahu Akbar. And then he accepts Islam and he became the murid of Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Furthermore, for after many years that he spent in the court of Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz, furthermore, the ulama have mentioned that the very same person, the owner of that orchard, who was a very ill-mannered person, Allahu Akbar, then also received khilafat from Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. He also began to spread Islam and spread the fragrance of Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what can be said? Allahu Akbar. Look at the spirituality of this great personality. He has the power, he has the authority, just as you and I have feelings. We also have desires of this dunya. Did the desires of this world not come and knock on the door of Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz? But yet he still chose to be a simple person in terms of his dressing code. Allahu Akbar. In terms of eating, his ibadat, his salah, his taqwa, his piety, his abstinence from minor sins, just as you and I, we try to abstain from major sins. This is all about the taqwa and piety. Allahu Akbar. His Piro Murshid had guided him, and this is how he is now guiding millions of other people. Subhanallah. If you only had to focus on the simplicity as far as his eating habits were concerned, unlike us that we say, Khaja Gharib bin Nawaz ka daman nahi chodenge. We love him, we follow him, but in terms of simple things such as dressing, eating, talking, you know, these
these unique styles, should I say, I don't know which term to find, but as I'm saying is that when you love somebody, the proof and the evidence of that muhabba is to follow that person obediently, with obedience. And seeing our current situation, you know, our sorrowful conditions, from the apparent, it does not seem as if we even follow the footsteps of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. It's very difficult to go to that extreme. But what's possible is that besides, you know, making Fatiha, yes, which we must do, which we should do, and which we always do, and which we will always do until the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, azza wa jal, is to also follow the teachings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. We will be honored and privileged, inshallah, azza wa jal, to listen to a few teachings which he had given to his murideen, and furthermore, it was brought to the coming generations, passed on from chest to chest, subhanallah. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in this very same journey from Sabzwar, he continued moving and he went to Baghdad. It has been mentioned that for several days, he even acquired ilm deen from Ghaus-e-Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, subhanallah. He even gained the company of Ghaus-e-Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He even passed the area where Data Ganj-e-Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala is. And even to date, subhanallah, there is an area which is covered, and that marks the place where he rahmatullahi ta'ala made chilla for 40 days. In other words, he sat there for 40 days and he made ibadat. And on his departure, he had said this, subhanallah, Ganj-e-Bakhsh Faiz-e-Alam Mazhar-e-Noor-e-Khuda Naqisara Peer-e-Kamil Kamila Ra Rehnuma. He says, by the blessings and virtues of Hazrat Sayyidina Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Allahu Akbar, by the virtue of this great personality, blessings are showering upon the whole universe. Ganj Bakhsh Faiz Alam Mazhare Noor Khuda, Allahu Akbar, and is a man of divine manifestation. This is Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that his blessings are distributed throughout the whole dunya, throughout the whole universe, and he is a manifestation. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is a man of divine manifestation. Naqisara peer kamil kamila rah rehnuma, subhanallah. He is a perfect spiritual leader for those who are unaware of rahe tariqat. Allahu Akbar. And he is also a mentor and a guide even for those who themselves are perfect spiritual leaders. Allahu Akbar. For those who are perfect peer sahibs, and for them who are naqis, who are incomplete in their taqwa or piety or whatever it may be, he rahmatullahi ta'ala is sufficient for them. He is kafi for them. He completes them, subhanallah. This is Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala, whose mazar-e-paak is in Lahore. Allahu Akbar. May we be honored and privileged to visit the shrine Mubarak of this great personality, Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has opened a new center in South Africa, in Durban, which is situated in a suburb called Chatsworth. And alhamdulillah, the name of that markaz is Faizane Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Allahu Akbar. It has taken the name, it has been named after this great personality, for we wish to receive blessings and barakah from Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala's piety was to this extent, subhanallah, he would worship Allah azza wa jal all night, fast during the days, remain thirsty and hungry, recite the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar. Recitation of the glorious Quran would be the entire night. He would complete many Quran-e-Pak, subhanallah, because they followed the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. They recited the Holy Quran, just not as we do in the month of Ramadan, as a race to see who completes the Holy Quran first, or who completes how many chapters or juz first. Allahu Akbar. They would read and recite the Holy Quran with its meaning, Allahu Akbar. And this would cause a huge impact and take him into a different state altogether, subhanallah. And this, of course, will make a difference to us as well, if we as well could recite the Holy Quran-e-Pak, inshallah. It has been mentioned that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would recite the Holy Quran, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would complete two Quran-e-Pak daily. He would complete two complete recitation of the Holy Quran.
Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would also continue reciting the blessed Quran whilst traveling. Even if he was traveling or he was in his place, he would recite the Holy Quran. This was the love and connection to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, one of the reasons for our destruction is that we have pushed ourselves away from the actual teachings of the glorious Quran. We have not understood, and to date we do not understand. We still do not understand. We have all the time in the world to basically understand different types of subjects and different types of books. When we are studying any course, we are studying any subject, but this subject of Islam, we are not even concerned to know that what our Rabb has communicated to us via the Holy Quran, what has been revealed for us, how many places in the Holy Quran Allah Azza wa Jal directly speaks to you as a mu'min, as a Muslim. We are even unaware of how many times has Allah Azza wa Jal, called us by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. Because we need to know what our Rabb has told us, what our Rabb has commanded us to do. Besides the main basic things, there are many other things that we do not know, dear viewers. So we need to adopt that kind of connection with the Holy Quran, understanding the Holy Quran, not only just reciting it and making tilawa, but by loving the Holy Quran. Just as Hadith Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when I want to talk to my Rabb, I would read namaz. And when I want my Rabb to talk to me, then I would recite the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would recite the Holy Quran, that there was no place on the Mus'haf, on the Qur'an Pak that he possessed, that there were no traces of tears on the pages of his Qur'an Pak. That's how much he would cry and read the Holy Quran. When last have we shed tears? Many of us may think that this is not significant, it is not important, but trust me, you would only realize the importance of crying after you do shed some tears in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shed some tears for the sake of the Holy Quran, for loving the Holy Quran, or after understanding the Holy Quran. It makes to bring about a revolution in our lives, and this can only happen if we spiritually link ourselves to the teachings of the glorious Quran. Furthermore, dear viewers on this Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, I am skipping so many important things due to time, for we have come to the end. But Alhamdulillah, some Madani pearls which have been taught to Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz by his Piro Murshid, and furthermore, he passed it on to Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and then from murid to murid, from chest to chest, Allahu Akbar, it has been coming down. Some of the teachings is, one who attains purification by washing his private parts before going to bed. In other words, when you make istinja, when you answer the call of nature and you perform purification, you purify your body and then you make wudu and then you go to bed, subhanallah. Ya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, angels become witness and they humbly ask Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah, forgive him, he had slept after attaining purity. Allahu Akbar. In other words, angels seek forgiveness for you and they ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you. He says, Salah is a secret one who confides to Allah Azza wa Jal, as it is stated in the blessed hadith, Innal musalliya yunaji rabbahu. The one offering Salah shares a secret to his creator Allah Azza wa Jal. They emphasized on Salah. Allahu Akbar. They emphasized on Salah. They emphasized on fasting. They emphasized on reforming your character. This is what they worked hard upon and on rectifying people. Furthermore, he says, one who swears a false oath, he deserts his house and blessings and good fortune, goes away from his house, the one who swears false oaths. Because these are the problems of people. For everything we say, Wallah, Billah, Tallah, I haven't taken any profit from this business, I'm doing it to you as a favor, as a brother. Sometimes we lie about our work, we lie about many other things, saying the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the teachings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. You know, giving references of a hadith that it is against the teachings of Islam, one should not do this. Why? Because he will cause the barakah and blessings to be removed from his home and from his life. And one hadith, Rasulullah says himself, by taking false oath, it may get your goods sold, but it removes the blessings from your business. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers on this Madani channel, it is a sign of misfortune that one considers himself noble despite committing sins. Allahu Akbar. It is a sign of misfortune. It is a sign of misfortune that what kind of a person is he that he regards himself as being a very noble person despite the fact that he commits sins. In other words, who is noble, dear viewers on this Madani channel? We all are insan, we all are humans, and we are not nabis. We are not the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, astaghfirullah. We are the slaves, we are the servants of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. We are the ummatis of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And therefore, we do commit sins, we do commit mistakes. We should not regard ourselves as very pious and holy and noble. Rather, we do make mistakes, and we should humble ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And inshallah azza wa jal, by doing this, you will attain many more blessings and barakah. We have come to the end, dear viewers, and I leave you with this last teaching of Khwaja Ghareeb e Nawaz after skipping many other sayings and quotes and teachings of this great personality. He says, the friend of Allah azza wa jal is the one who has three qualities. Number one, generosity like the ocean. Number two, affection like the sun. And the quality of his hospitality is like the earth. Allahu Akbar. So be generous like the ocean. This is the teachings of Khwaja Ghareeb e Nawaz. And his generosity flows to date, subhanallah. And therefore he is known as Ghareeb e Nawaz. Allahu Akbar. The one who bestows blessings upon the ghuraba, those who are destitute, those who are poor. And leave alone those who are poor. Today, aaj bhi, ameer ya ghareeb, jo bhi ho, mere Khwaja Ghareeb e Nawaz ke dar se khali nahi jata hai. Allahu Akbar. He takes and he goes from the darbar of Khwaja Ghareeb e Nawaz. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of this program, and at the end we leave you with this, that may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. Till tomorrow inshallah, take care and be good, and always remember that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day